Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. We are experiencing just a few little technical difficulties here, so stand by and we'll take you right to the show.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Melissa J. Williams.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it took us a minute to get through some some technical difficulties. Well, that was for anybody who's going through any financial difficulties. You're going to get through it just like we got. That was, there you go, that was a sign. Well, we are so happy to be here with you this Monday morning. Monday morning, marvelous time to have a marvelous time wherever you're going. If you're on your way to work, have a marvelous time at work. If you own your own business and you're on your way to make work happen for yourself and others, have a marvelous time. If you are staying home, if maybe you work from home, or maybe you're retired and you're home, and whatever your case may be, have a marvelous time. Well, our topic this morning, Monday morning, you know, there are a lot of people who oftentimes find themselves in very hard-pressed places, in very difficult places. A lot of times people find themselves where their back is up against the wall and they're not sure how to get out of that situation. Sometimes people are bound and held down by circumstances, situations, and things that they didn't necessarily realize they had brought about, but yet and still they find out that this is where they are. And we will oftentimes, people want it, they want help, they want to be able to get out of those depressing situations or those traumatic situations, very sometimes often devastating situations. So today, our show, I wanted to be able to talk to you about how to get, what to do when you're in those kinds of situations. So I want to use for a show topic today how to build a successful hut while you're stuck in a rut. Okay, let me say that one more time. How to build success in the hut while you're stuck in a rut. Okay, the idea is that just because you're stuck in a rut doesn't mean that you can have to be unsuccessful. Does not mean that you cannot still move forward. Does not mean that you can't still make opportunities for you right in the midst of your rut. And so again, you may be in a rut, but that's a great place to start building success. As I call it, a successful hut. Build a successful hut in the midst of your rut. You know, so many people make some mistakes while they're in a rut. Now, that could be rut of a job. There could be a rut relationship. You know, a relationship can be like a rut. A person could feel stuck or trapped. They could feel bound as they can't get out. A lot of times people can be on a job feeling that same way, feeling as though they're stuck in a rut and they can't get out of the rut. You may own a business that you may want to get out of the business, but it may seem overwhelming. It may not seem possible. Sometimes it doesn't seem possible. It could be because you're not sure how to get out. Well, I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast today, because I'm going to give you a couple of tools that you can use to help you build a successful hut in the midst of your rut. And so here's, you know, there's a few things that you need to consider while you're in that rut. You see, first of all, you're there. And so you want to be able to make the best use of your time while you're there, since you have to be there anyway. See, if you're there with the wrong attitude, you're only going to elongate your time there, you see. God knows you're in a rut. Trust me, he knows it. And sometimes he will leave you in that rut until you figure out that the rut is not your problem. Okay? So that's the first tool that I want to give you, is that you need to realize that the rut is not your problem. Because what you have to do when you're in a rut, one of the things you have to do, and a lot of people don't do this, possibly you do, but if you're stuck in a rut, you're probably not doing it. You have to first, before you get out of that rut, you have to try to figure out how you got in the rut. So, because if you leave the rut, not knowing what got you there, you're going back in another rut very, very soon, probably. That's where you see those people that keep going back and forth in the same thing over and over. That's because when they were in the rut, they begged God to get them out, or begged whoever they believe in, or whatever they believe in, they begged for that to deliver them out of the rut. Unfortunately, they didn't take the time to figure out how they got there, and it was behavior of some sort, some kind of behavior, got them in the rut. And therefore, they didn't change the behavior, and they went back into the same old rut. That's where you hear people in these relationships, they say, how do I keep ending up with the same person? Well, it's because you didn't change, you see. A lot of times we wish for a different type of person. Like I know when I was going through the same bad types of relationships over and over, that's what I kept thinking. Well, just send me someone different, God. You got a whole slew of people that you can choose to send me, so send me someone different. And he did, but I hadn't changed. And so I didn't get a different result until I changed my behavior. And as soon as I did, and it took me a good long time as well, but as soon as I realized it, but how did I realize that? It was when I was in that rut, okay? And then, and during that rut, I discovered, first of all, what got me there, you know? And I'm telling you, it takes some real deep looking at yourself and really, you know, being brave and bold and having the courage to really look inside. That's why I wrote the book, Release Your Power, to help people. I know I will be the first to admit that looking inside, that ain't easy. I don't know who said it was, but it is. Looking inside is very, very traumatic, so to speak. Well, put it like this. If it was so easy, everybody would do it, and they would do it on their own without having to be told, without having to be coerced, without having to be coached, mentored, and preached to, okay? People would just do it. But no, it doesn't work like that. How can they believe unless they hear? We need to be told. We need to be coached. We need to be mentored into that state of behavior. And so, but when you are in a rut, you need to be right there building your hut. You know, there's a story about a hunter who was out in the woods with his donkey. And they were walking through the woods, and the donkey fell into a hole, a ditch, that was at least, you know, 12 feet down. So the man could not pull his donkey out. The donkey could not get out. So he figured, well, he's a goner. I may as well bury him right here. Because it was very painful to have lost his donkey in that way. He couldn't stand the sight of it. So he said, well, I'll just bury it. So he took a shovel and he began to shovel dirt, one shovel at a time, on top of the donkey. So he would shovel and throw some dirt on the donkey, and the donkey didn't say, well, you know, what is this? And so the donkey, you know, shook it off and stepped up. So he threw in another shovel of dirt. The donkey did the same thing. He shook it off and stepped up. And so the man, proceeded to shovel another shovel full of dirt and throw it down there. And the donkey did the same thing. He shook it off and stepped up. Well, after doing that for a period of time, the donkey just walked on out of the hole, you see. And that's what we ought to be doing. We're in a rut, and we should be in that rut, throwing off everything that we know does not fit our future, does not fit where we're going. So just because you're stuck in a rut does not mean you cannot be productive. Just because you're stuck in the rut does not mean you cannot be active and busy. Just because you're in a rut does not mean you cannot dream and plan for your future. You see, the rut, it could be, see, you never know. The rut could be giving you a break. It could be giving you the time and the space that you need to see where it is that you want to go. I mean, some people are just so busy going that they never really see where they're going. They never take the time to strategize, to plan and have it all together, have it, you know, all kind of laid out where they think they're going. Of course, we never know for sure where we're headed, but you're still required to have your plan. You're still required to do something. He gave you gifts and talents, and he said, make good of these while I'm gone. So you're required to do some stuff with the stuff you have, with the stuff you've been given, and those, and that real power that you have to work inside of that rut is inside of you. Externally, yes, you can make some plans. But strategically, you need to also work on the inside. And so, again, we refer to the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. See, while you're in that rut, you're supposed to be discovering who you really are. Again, if you get out of the rut, you don't know who you are, you don't have a plan of where you're going, you will end up back in that same old rut. Maybe not a year from now, maybe not 2 years from now, maybe 5 years from now. It doesn't matter. Because the thing is, while you were in the rut before, you did not discover who you really were. You didn't discover what your talents and gifts were, what you should be doing with them, what steps you ought to be taking to go forward. You didn't discover what you needed to change and what you needed to keep. So if there is some truth to being successful while you're right there in your rut. But it starts with first realizing, okay, how did I end up in this rut? And even if you want to lay the blame on someone else, okay, let's pretend you can do that, which typically we can't, but let's pretend we can. Except when we're very little children, we can blame a lot of things on our caregivers, the people that raised us. Sure, we can. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're a child, I would say anywhere under the age of 18, you almost have a right to blame those people who raised you, because you just came here. You didn't know anything. You know, you knew very little. You were wired to know some things, but you didn't really know anything. Okay, so after 18, though, all bets are off, and now it's on you. So even if you were, if you're over 18, and you have someone, maybe you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, or you may be in your 80s. Great. But here's the thing. If there's someone that you're blaming, well, then outside of your parents and your caregivers, let's look at, well, how did you get to know that person? What brought that person into your life? Why did you get that close to that person? Now, then you begin to address some things about you. Well, I was with them because I thought they were going to do this or that for me. Ah, well, you had some expectation. It probably wasn't the right expectation anyway from the right person. So that's how you kind of drill down to find out, okay, because here's what you don't want. You really don't want to go back into that rut, especially if the rut is holding you back. Now, if it's really a good rut and you just haven't recognized it, that it's really not a rut, it's a royal palace, then there's another reason why you're still there. Because sometimes God will leave us in places that are really very valuable, but we have not yet acknowledged that or realized that. You know, oftentimes, like we do our families, you know, you hear the stories of where people didn't value a parent, a child, or someone, and then until they were on their deathbed, and then it became clear as to the value that person brought to their lives. Well, that's how it is sometimes when we are in other situations. We don't know how good we have it. We don't know the real value of where we are. And so sometimes God has to leave us in a place long enough so we recognize. So that's the other thing you want to do. While you're in the rut, analyze the rut to see if it's not really a royal palace. You thought it was a rut. You know, a lot of people did that in their marriages. A lot of people got rid of people that later on, after they went on and became someone else's royal palace, they were like, well, wow, why were you a rut for me, but for someone else you're a royal palace? And it's like, well, maybe it was a rut for them too, but they fixed it up and made it into a royal palace. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever think that you could turn your rut into a royal palace? Oh, I wonder what traction I could get out of a book entitled that, Turn Your Rut into a Royal Palace. But it's the truth. You know how I do. I like to come up with these things. But yes, you know, it was a rut for you, and it could have been a royal palace, maybe, possibly. It's like those people who say, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. And then someone says, but your grass will be green too if you water it and nurture it and take care of it and groom it and pay attention to it. So maybe the rut could have been a royal palace had we had some architectural skills, some skills of an interior decorator, some design skills, some engineering skills. Maybe we could have had a royal palace as well. I don't know. It could be a true rut that you need to get out of, but before you get out of it, you need to find out what got you there. How did you end up there? What were your behaviors? What were your habits? What were your thoughts? What were your emotions? What were you feeling? What were you dealing with? What were you avoiding? Maybe the rut you're in is because you were running from something. And that happens. I've seen that again. Jobs. I remember we interviewed people. They were running from one job to get to another job. They hated the other job they were at. They get on this job with all those same skills and talents and behaviors, and they bring it to the new job, and they get over there, and then less than 6 months, they're hating that job too. Okay, then they leave that job, and they go on another job. And they love the job in the interview. I love interviewing people. One of the funnest jobs that I've ever had outside of training is to watch how people will tell you they love the job. And you see them 6 months later, they're writing letters to human resources of how horrible they're being treated and how horrible the job is. And it was like, and thank God I was training was not, the different roles I had in recruiting was not a part of HR, because, boy, if I had to deal with that same person, you know, in the interview, you were literally begging me for the job. But now 6 months later, you're ready to sue the company. What's going on with that? And that's how people do sometimes, even in relationships. You know, and when you first met the person, you were so in love, and oh, I can't wait to have you, and oh, I really get you, I pray that nobody else gets you. And then as soon as you get the person, now a year later, you're like, oh, this person is so horrible, I need prayer, can you pray me out of here, can you pray him different? Or pray her different. Well, didn't you have me pray for her already to come into your life? So a lot of times we're in these ruts where the rut is not haphazard, is not just something that came out of nowhere that, you know, befell you or fell on you. I was trying to say befalled, befellowed. No, you're in the rut for a reason, okay? And if you're in the rut, you need to either see where the rut is being undervalued and it really is a royal palace, and then you need some steps in how to make it a palace, or you're there to see, to look inside. And that could take a minute, because if you've never looked inside, boy, that could take 20 years. It took me about 30. But you have to look through a lot of stuff. Or you could simply order my book and jumpstart the process. Yes, that's the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. You see, right there in that rut, before you leave that rut, you may need to discover that. And then, if you want to take it further, you can also get my other book, God's Plan for My Success. Now, you get through reading both of those books while you're in your rut. Who knows? You're either going to turn it into a palace, or you're going to have a successful situation when you get out of that rut, because you will have really analyzed yourself, got your strategic plan in place. It says 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. Now, a strategy is something that helps you put things together inside. It helps you understand what your feelings and your behaviors and what you need to do. And externally, it will also show you where you need to be going, what you need to be doing next. So definitely, if you feel that you're in some kind of a rut, and you know, people do, because if you had this, now you can read that book in 2 hours. Trust me, it'll take years off of your trying to figure it out on your own, because it just walks you through some things to really look at, things to consider as you're looking inside and ready to release that power. But I was stuck, believe me, I was stuck for a good 30 years. And when I got out, I said, you know what, I'm not leaving that mess for nobody else. I'm going to write a book about it, and I'm going to show people how to get out of your rut, and or how to understand why you're in the rut, and to analyze and see, maybe your rut is a royal palace and you didn't even realize it. So that's, I know I'm laughing a little bit, but this is no joke. This is serious, serious, serious business. So if you are stuck in a rut, if you would like to get a copy of the book, you can go to the website. You can order it off the website. You can simply go to www.release-your-power.com. You can order the book right there. You can order the book off Amazon, but you can order it right off of the website, where you can get more in-depth information about Release Your Power. Also, you can now be coached. I have a coaching program, and I use the Release Your Power strategies and tools. And so we, you know, just go deeper into putting those strategies in place and helping you to get the dreams and goals that you want out of your life. So it could be in your personal life, it could be in your relationship, it could be on your in your career, or however, you know, whichever area that you want to focus on. If you want to focus on your finances, you want to focus on your health, you can focus on any of those areas, and you can release your power. And we'll coach you on how to release your power in all of those areas. So basically, that's what it boils down to. I'm a Release Your Power coach, so I would love to coach you in releasing your power and becoming the best you can be in all that you do. And I would be greatly excited to do that. We are underway now with the coaching classes. We have them on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. You can, on Facebook, there is a group there. You can sign up to be in the group. If you just go to the search box and type in Release Your Power Coaching, it should come up. Or you can inbox me. I can send you the link. That's all we have time for today. Tomorrow we'll be back here Tuesday with our co-host, Terry Benjamin. So don't forget, you can look at yourself while you're in the rut, see what got you there so that you don't do those same things again as you make your forward move out of the rut. Or you can also look and see if the rut is really not a royal palace that you didn't recognize, and what do you need to do to change right there while you're in the rut. change for the better. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. And by all means, have a great and powerful day. And remember that you got to keep on getting up, because there ain't no stopping you now. Don't give up for anyone. You're a winner. And you got to win. You're going to win this thing. This has been Coach LaLisa for All About Entrepreneurs.